You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Greetings, guys. It's Sunny. I am so excited about our newest week. We are on episode 19 of our 25 Motivational Tips to Supercharge Your 2024. And this series has been just quite amazing. I'm looking at the synchronicity of things, and today's segment aligns for so many reasons, and I have so many reasons to be excited and grateful, and it just rings home for me. It makes a lot of things that make sense. It represents the brand in so many different defined spaces, and it also represents the importance of balance and what we should do for ourselves, which is to understand that everything is not always a serious tone. It is not always to be subjectively thinking in one direction, but objectively considering sometimes you just got to learn how to laugh at yourself. And today's segment aligns for me, this moment. It gives me this pure essence of calmness, and I believe that it gives a good reason to take time out and stop not allowing ourselves to carry so much pressure. I believe the world puts a lot of pressure on us as a whole, and the way we absorb things, the way we collect and attract things. Then there's our own individual chatter and our thoughts, and all of those things require of us constant attention. So we have to find ways to either quiet the noise as well as to release some of the tension that can build up from dealing with day-to-day things. And so learning to laugh at yourself is, I think, a very pivotal moment in your life when you recognize that this situation, this moment, could feel like the burden or the weight of the world. But then when you can just have a moment, take a deep breath and find some way or another to be able to smile and even maybe even chuckle at the fact that you were in this space at times, space and time. And it sometimes could just make a world of difference and make things feel lighter. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. Santa Center, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of Jane H. Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, guys, I want to tell you, I got to give you an insight. I can't not share this with you. I'm looking over my notes and my talking points, and I'm just, before I could hit the record button again to record this part of it, I was just reflecting on many weeks ago when I wrote down these talking notes. It was actually the end of 2023. And I did not specify a certain order. I just knew that I wanted to touch on 25 motivational things that felt like they could resonate with me and give to someone else to some things, you know, some things to think about, and to hopefully allow them to make a difference. And it's so funny when I wrote these different aspects, you know, I wrote the titles, and then I started my talking points on the notes of the thoughts of what I felt I wanted to deliver in each component. And so, like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, we're on episode 19. And so when I opened my book this, you know, today and got in front of the soundboard, put my headset on, turned on my mics, got everything situated, and I opened up my book to read what today's episode was, I was like, yo, God, I hear you. I see so many positive affirmations. And for me, this is a tremendous affirmation because I'm right in the cusp of releasing and producing a new comedy series, as well as introducing, reintroducing Loudmouth Comedy aspects to the brand. And even with the radio network, introducing that component of laughter and that type of content. And I'm just so excited because I said, man, is this the actual episode we're going to do today? Right on the cusp of this. And this is what today gets to be. Okay. I'm all right with that. So for me, guys, it's me talking to you, but I'm also talking with you, and I'm listening to myself as I'm telling you the things that I'm telling you. And it's helping me to remind myself, because like I said, I had not, this is not a today's note, it's today's message, but this information was wrote down months ago, you know, over 5 months ago. And so now to look at this conversation as it's going to unfold with us, I just find it to be a very special moment. So guys, let's get right to it. The first thing I have here is to remove the thought that you can't laugh at yourself. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I grew up in a cold climate. I'm from Chicago, originally born and raised. I was living there full time for 17 years of my life, and before I went off to college. And what's so crazy is that, you know, Chicago weather, it's different, man. It's not like many places. And so I remember a friend of mine asked me about skating. And a lot of people may or may not know that I used to definitely be an avid roller skater, still do love roller skating. But I am presently healing from rupturing my Achilles tendon. So that's not in the cards right now, even though it is a goal to get back to it. So growing up in Chicago, man, one of my friends said, yeah, did you ice skate? And I was like, man, no, I did not use real ice skates, but definitely I was ice skating. Cause honey, listen, when you're in Chicago and you go on the street, you going down to school, you going to the church, you going to, just leaving your house and you walk out the door in the Chicago winter, ice is on the ground. Oh, honey, you going to ice skate. And there's been so many times, man, that I have walked out the door, slipped and bust my ass. And I think most people who, if they've ever had a snow climate that they were born and raised in that has snow, ice and stuff, you've had this experience or you have seen somebody else. And I don't know, not too many people, even if you're looking at reels on social media and you see somebody fall, and sometimes, not saying that everybody falls nicely or they don't hurt themselves, but a lot of times it'll catch you off guard. And I don't know if it's the reaction of being caught off guard and trying to catch yourself. And then you physically, mentally think about what you just looked like as you were falling, and it can make you bust out into laughter. I know I have done it many, many a times. But just to remove the thought that you can't laugh at yourself gives you so much ease and allows you to be able to say, yo, it's okay to allow things to ease up. And it's okay to feel comfort in knowing that your world is what it is. And it does not have to be this strict, structured, perfect element that you can't bend or you can't be flexible or you can't make a mistake and laugh at your own experience. Number two, strip your walls of tight thoughts and overzealous expectations of yourself. So that's even part of it, man. I think that when you can actually take so much of the responsibility of, not having room, sometimes we give so much more grace to others than we give to ourselves. And so it's important to ease up on yourself at times, because maybe you had something you was really going for. You had, maybe you was competing in something, or you may have applied for something. Maybe if you have a business and you maybe was trying to go for a grant or some type of financial gain of a loan or something, and you might have been chosen over a peer or someone that you may not even have any awareness of, but you weren't given the opportunity. That does not mean that you're not capable in all aspects. Sometimes you are capable, but there's times that maybe it's not your time. And there's times like that you have to be okay with it, right? Number three, participate or attend a comedy show. Watch Find Laughter to be natural, easy, and common nature. We have been given a gift to be able to laugh. Humor is a gift. It is something that's good for the soul. I just told my cousin, we was having a conversation, and she has an intense job and it's highly stressful. It plays hard on her mental, emotional, psychological, nature, her very, just to step in and come into the realm of what she deals with. And I said, okay, I want you to make me a promise that at least once a week, you're going to watch something extremely funny and laugh until your face falls off. And I think that's important to do, because we have got to, those are some of those things. Sometimes we don't even recognize we don't have it in our toolbox. So if you've never attended a comedy show because you're afraid or scared, don't sit in the front, but go, right? And if I'm the MC, most likely I might come to you and still talk to you. So, hey, you never know. You may not make me safe. I don't know, right? But and listen, if you're really, really, really introvert and you don't like big crowds, you don't like people like that, this is wonderful thing that is called television with all these different shows on the ability. So you can go to Netflix, you can go to YouTube, you can go to so many channels now and watch stand-up comedy and be in the comfort of your own home, pop some popcorn, kick back. But I do find what makes it tickles your funny bone. The other thing that I think is so important too, find the best aspects of your life in your own reflective time. And what makes that so cool is that I believe that something happens when you laugh at yourself, because what's happening is you had to actually stop, think about something or experience. Maybe it's happening as it's unfolding, but there's something that you realize that is humorous about this moment, or it resonates with you in such a way that it makes you relax enough, because you have to be relaxed to laugh. You can't be tense. You can't be sent up this, oh, I'm not gonna burn. You just can't be in a certain space and not have purity laughter. But when you get into that space of purity laughter, that's also a good time to reflect on things that are amazing. Maybe the company you're in, maybe it's your own company, right? You know, that's another thing. Take yourself to something humorous. It doesn't have to be with somebody else. And I think that there's something amazing being able to laugh at yourself. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being quirky. You know, weird is a good thing. It's the discovery of your weirdness that makes it even better. And then when you own your weirdness, it's power, right? Because it is all uniquely made about you. And what may not be how I move, function, think, or act, maybe those things about you is what makes you attractive. Those are the things that makes people intrigued. It draws people in to say, yo, wait a minute. I like your personality. I like this about you. I like what you said. I like the way you handle that. You know, subjection to the aspect of life's tension can leave us in a space of confusion if we are constantly consuming a lot of the energies and not outputting the force fields that it puts around us. And so I think this is why you find people that they dream about vacationing. They dream about the time to get off. They look if it's 5 o'clock. They, you know, if you're working remotely, you're looking up into the time that you can tap in and tap off. And naturally, we have this desire to wind down. So winding down comes with the aspect of that relaxation, with that reflection, with that acknowledgement that you can do so. And so I'm giving you permission today. And I'm suggesting that you learn to laugh at yourself. Thanks, guys. Y'all be blessed.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.